It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. They're Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trust Pilot.
Now, there are a lot of companies offering similar services, but these are the legitimate company. Don't go anywhere else. Irish Tax Rebates are the company that you want to use. They are trustworthy, and they only charge a 10% fee for getting your tax rebates.
Yep, some companies are charging up to 30%, not Irish Tax Rebates. Their fee is 10% plus VAT. And as we said, there are some questionable companies out there who charge exorbitant fees. But here's how it works. A lot of us, you know, when you pay tax, you might be actually overpaying tax. And Irish Tax Rebates basically get that money back for you. And on average, the average rebate of their clients is €1,092. Now, I'd much rather €1,092 in my pocket than in the pocket of the taxman.
Yep. Now, you can, of course, and they say that themselves, you can do it yourself, but like everything in life, it's a lot easier if you get someone else to do it for you. And charging you only a 10% fee for doing it, it is well worth checking out. So, check out Irish Tax Rebates, and there's literally, more than likely, money sitting there in the taxman's bag waiting to go into your pocket.
Absolutely. So visit their website and fill out the form at irishtaxrebates.ie right now. And we'd like to thank them for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? Well, this message from a lady called Jessica, and it says, I'm just catching up on your podcast about drug addicts, and I'm disgusted at the abuse that Jeremy got and Adrian letting it happen. He said nothing wrong, and he's right to say that his kids will never end up on drugs, because I can tell he's a good parent. If your kids end up addicted to drugs, I'm sorry to say it's your fault, and you were a bad parent for neglecting them and letting it happen. A woman on my road has three sons, and they all ended up on heroin. And guess what? She said she did all she could. A joke. Why not deal with this topic? Says Jess. So basically, Jess is arguing that if one of your children turns out to be a drug addict, you have failed as a parent. Now, we got into a very heated argument on yesterday's podcast over a row between yourself and a caller called Jenny.
Who wants to come back on today, by the way. I've just been informed in my ear. We'll decide what route we're going to take.
Okay, but
I was very annoyed.
You got into a heated row with Jenny on yesterday's podcast, which is still available. And it was over your statement that my kids will never be drug addicts. And it really annoyed her.
No, I listened back to the podcast last night, as many of you know, because I put a photograph up. Because sometimes you like to listen back to us and you hear it differently than you do when it was live. And I listened back to it, and I'm sad to say that I was completely wrong in what I said. No, I'm only joking. I wasn't completely wrong. I was actually 100. I doubled down on it even now. I said absolutely nothing wrong. Obviously, there's no guarantees in life. If you want a guarantee, you buy a toaster.
Yeah,
there's no guarantees, especially when it comes to raising
kids. But you were painting a picture that it was guaranteed that your children will never be drug addicts, which is what annoyed Jenny. And the implication by what you said is what Jess has picked up on. The implication is, if you're a good parent, you won't have drug addicts as children. If you're a bad parent, though, a shit parent, you will.
Obviously, nothing can be guaranteed. So I'm not going to say I'd bet my life on it that they won't. But given the laws of probability, they probably won't. If you look at most of them, we're talking about heroin here, or even cocaine. You look at the people who end up addicted to heroin, and they're usually from disadvantaged areas. They usually have those issues from broken homes a lot of the time. In fact, we're going to talk to a fellow in a moment, John, who says that addicts, a lot of the time, they come from broken homes. And I'll give you an example. about the kind of people. You can usually tell. I could tell even in school, in secondary school and in primary school, to a lesser extent, what young fellas in my class were going to end up going down the wrong path, because you could see that there was no parental guidance, there was no fatherly advice, there was no motherly advice. They were what I would call kids that were raised on the streets, street kids who were just let out. And I see them in outside my local shopping centre when I go around to do the shopping. Classic example, 8:30 last night. Now, if any of you saw last night, it was a horrible night. It was freezing cold. It was wet. It was dark. It was windy. My young fella was at home, well within the house at that stage. And outside the shopping centre, there were a load of young fellas, about 12, 13 years of age, all smoking cannabis outside the shopping centre. Now, you're all going to say to me, well, it's only cannabis. And yeah, it is only cannabis. Mm-hmm. But if they're smoking cannabis at 13 and the parents don't give a fiddlers about where they are, that is bad, weak, neglectful parenting. It's lazy parenting. They sit at home, and once little Jordan is outside not wrecking their heads, they don't care that their son is smoking cannabis. If you're smoking cannabis at 13 or 14, you're going to get bored of that at some stage. And it's the fact that a lot of parents aren't keeping as tight rein on their kids. So you look at the people who end up on drugs. They didn't have proper...
Okay, but then answer me this. How come in some families, maybe one of the children ended up as a drug addict, but the rest didn't? Same parents.
You can't just...
But that does happen. That happens quite often. So you're saying if a child turns to drugs and ends up a drug addict, it is down to bad parenting or failed parenting, yeah? So how come all of the kids don't end up as addicts?
I'm just saying not in every case, okay? It's not a blanket statement. But in most cases, it's down to poor parenting. In the same way, if you're a young fella, as a parent, okay, most bad decisions that we make in our life, yeah, mm-hmm. we make before the age of 18, okay? You make when you're a kid. You make bad decisions when you're a kid. By the time you're 18, 20, you know that drugs are bad for you, yeah? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more a parent can do for you. So your job as a parent is between the ages of 0 and 18 to give guidance to your kids, to keep an eye on them, not to let the streets rear them, okay? Not to let them grow up on the streets like most kids are. And you see it. You go to the inner city, you go to the centre of Dublin, there's kids aged 10 and 11 out at 9 o'clock at night with older kids. And then the mothers turn around 5 years and go, I don't know how Jaden ended up on drugs. I did all I could for him. I done everything I done. You didn't. You sat on your arse watching Coronation Street while he was out with 19 and 20 year olds experimenting. So, you know, this doesn't happen overnight, okay? And I'm not saying, again, before you all stop jumping down my toes, I'm not saying in all cases, but in most cases, there is a link back to a bad household or bad parenting. Convince me otherwise.
Is there a link between a child becoming a drug addict and bad parenting? That's the question we're asking. Have a listen to this from John.
Hi, guys. Can't go on today. I'm in work. But I have to say, I agree with Jess's message. If your kid grows up with a junkie, that's a failure of the parent. If you look after your kids, make sure they're brought up right, they won't end up junkies. Do a survey around the middle of the city, see all the junkies there. 99% of them will come from broken homes.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just referring back to John's message, that is not true, that 99% of drug addicts come from broken homes. Where would you even get a statistic like that? Ridiculous statement to make, well, really no, is.
It's a podcast called Opinions Matter, and now you're giving out about his opinion.
No, but it's a ridiculous comment. What part all drug addicts are from broken homes. That's ridiculous.
You didn't say all, definitely 100%.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hi, Is.
Now, Jess, what do you want to say on this? This lady believes...
First, I want to say that wasn't me who emailed.
Okay, that wasn't you. Okay.
Before everyone starts screaming at me.
So, okay, a different Jess. So, tell me your opinion on this. Basically, what Jess is saying is if your kids end up addicted to drugs, it is your fault and you were a bad parent.
You know, I partially agree. I have to say now. I know it's going to sound harsh, but yeah.
It's a sign that a parent has failed if their child ends up a drug addict.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's your responsibility at the end of the day. If something goes wrong, who else can you blame?
Yeah, but you know and I know how deceitful, how conniving children can be in not telling the truth, in, you know, lying behind their parents' back. So, you know, a parent doesn't even necessarily know that a child is dabbling in drugs.
No, but if you put the fear of God, sorry, Jess, I'll let you back in there in a sec. If you put the fear of God into kids, yeah, to tell them, like, I've already put the fear of God into my son about vaping because I've seen kids, my son's age, it's disgusting, vaping. I put the fear of God into him about that. If you put the fear of God into your kids about the dangers of drugs, they're less likely to like. I never dabbled. Did you dabble with drugs, Jess?
I had a joint when I worked at my old job, but like, look, I wasn't a teenager. I wasn't like 10 years old when I was 20 odd years of age. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't for me, so I was like, no, never doing that again. It just wasn't for me.
Okay, so we got into a heated row on yesterday's podcast over, you know, the people's opinion towards about drug addicts.
Would you stop? It sounded like the worst thing that was happening was that we were using the J word, and oh my God.
Okay, but Jeremy did say that his kids will not be drug addicts or junkies, he said, because he is rearing them properly. And the implication of what he said was that a parent whose child turns out to be a drug addict has failed as a parent. Is that true?
Yeah, but I don't see what was wrong with Jeremy saying that yesterday. He's clearly raising his kids, right? And you know what? If, God forbid, touch wood, I'm not wishing on you, Jeremy, so don't start yelling at me. But if, God forbid, touch wood, any of them do happen to say that, I'd say he'll be the first ones to hold his hand up and say, it was my fault, where did I go wrong? Because I know if I had kids, that would be my first thought, like, where the hell did I go wrong?
Okay, so you think that that's what it is saying. It is a failure by a parent to rear their child properly.
I do, and like, I'm sorry to say, but I feel like if you do ask a bunch, if you've got 20 addicts of whatever it is in one room, if you were to ask each and every one of them their backstory, you would find a common denominator. Let's be honest.
Okay, so how come in some families, maybe one of the children turns out to be a drug addict, but the other three or four don't?
Because there's always exceptions to the rules. Maybe they're susceptible to peer pressure. I don't know. But there's always an exception to the rule. But the common denominator tends to be shit family life or just shit childhood in general, in a shit area, in a shit upbringing. Like, I'd be considered an exception. I grew up in a shit area full of drugs. Did I touch them when I was a child? No. Did I turn out to be a junkie or an addict of anything? No.
Okay, but was that down to your parenting?
It was down to my parents, and also the fact that I seen them day in, day out, and said, I don't want to end up like that.
Okay, so there is some advantage to growing up around it.
No, but how many heroin addicts do you see shooting up Adrian in Fox Rock? You don't see it. Heroin and other addictions, they are related to the environment in which someone grows up. And how come heroin addiction is rampant in the inner city and not in Fox Rock?
I can't answer that.
Oh, you can't. Jesus, you can't. You're afraid.
Well, what? Because all the parents in the inner city are bad parents.
Well, I'm...
This is what we're talking about here, about parenting and the link between, as the other Jess said in her message, if your kids end up addicted to drugs, I'm sorry to say, it's your fault.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not talking...
Well, you should kind of look back and think, what did I do? You should.
Stay there for a second, Jess. I want to bring in Joanna. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanna?
I'm going to... Well, I would like to say that... parents with a gang of children, they're at home looking after the duties of the home. They let the kids out, yeah, fair enough, or go to courses and all. They're not bad parents. They don't know. They think their kids are doing okay. Do you know what I mean? God's course, they just end up with other people. But we smoke weed and then smoke, you know, builds up. But I don't think it's bad parenting most of the time. Because these people are, when they find out that kids are taking drugs, they're horrified, you know? That's what I think.
Anyway, okay, so, so this blaming parents and saying it is parents' fault, it's parents' responsibility, if their child turns out to be a drug addict, they have failed as a parent, you're saying absolutely not. That is not true.
No, they're not failed as a parent. They come from good homes, everybody, you know? People do their best.
Stop saying that they come from good homes. Not everybody comes from a good home.
No. What I'm saying is, there's a lot of people, parents in this country, looking after their kids. and you let them go out.
Yep.
And you give them a bit of freedom. They're going to courses, walk, everything. And it just so happens they're going out and meeting some people who they're not from bad areas that end up on drugs. You know what I mean? It's not the parents' fault. We don't know what the kids are doing outside.
This is the point that I was making.
It's not the postman's fault, lads.
No, kids can be very deceiving, can be very deceitful.
Yes, you can.
Are very good at telling lies.
And you can hide it as well.
Yeah. And it's your job as a parent to make sure that they don't and to be on top of things. Letting your kids be reared on the streets, which so many kids are.
No, they're not reared on the streets. These are kids. There's rich people that keep them going to college in a bit and they end up on drugs. And these bad parents too was just the poor people.
Jess, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
So she's basically saying that, you can't say it's down to parents if a child turns out to be a drug addict.
But they're your children. So if anything happens to them or they go down a bad path, you should kind of look at yourself in the mirror and think, was it something I did? Was it something I said? Or was it something that I didn't do or say? Like, because I know if I'm ever lucky enough to have kids, and God forbid, they go down a dark road, I know 100% I'll be blaming myself to the day I'm dead. I'd say, was it something
I did?
No,
you cannot touch with kids 24/7. You cannot watch your kids. I know what they're doing.
That's a lie. If you let your kids out on the
street, it's not a lie. 100%
be looking from the window. You can be looking from the door. For God's sake, kids have phones on them now. So I hope you're lucky enough
not to have kids like that, please God. It's not the parents' fault. That's a terrible thing to say.
Sadly, it is. If you were to ask parents, you'd find a common denominator.
Do you know what parents go through when they're even older, as they grow up older, they're in hospital and you have to go to hospital, prisons, everything, and that's the parents' fault. No, it's not. They don't choose that for their kids.
I'm not saying that you choose it. I know no parents who choose to be out of anything. I'm not saying
and
that
then
they
they're
didn't
dead,
send
then what do you
out.
Do? The parent is the
you
one who has to
probably
father
You should be looking at yourself in the mirror, though, and say, what the hell did I do?
No, you look at yourself in the mirror. You should look yourself in the mirror and see reality here.
Hang on a second, okay? If your child, God forbid, ends up on drugs, be it coke, heroin, whatever, we'll say heroin because that tends to be the absolute lowest of the low. But if they tend up on that, they're in hospital for an overdose. Sorry, you should be looking at yourself in the mirror thinking, oh,
no,
my God.
No, your kids don't even know that. Your kids don't even know the ins and outs of that stuff.
You would know. You cannot be that naive.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. If they're older as well,
are you telling me you wouldn't know when your child is hooked on heroin?
You probably wouldn't know when it's older.
There is no functioning heroin addicts. Don't be so fucking stupid.
Yeah, but now listen. You're talking about down along the line when they're addicted. When they're going out afterwards, how can the parents know? They don't know. When they do find out, it's an awful lot of stress on their family.
They probably should. Because who's the parents then? Who's the children? Theirs. It is their responsibility. It's their job. Use your fucking brain.
Okay, Joanna, one of the things that Jeremy said a while ago is if parents instill the fear of God in their children where it comes to
That won't even stop them.
All I need to do is bring them into town, show them and say, is this what you want to end up like? Is this what you want to look like later on in your life? Is this what you want
to
do?
I guarantee you that would turn them off
any ideas of going near drugs later on in life.
Jess, you're asking too much now. You're actually asking parents to be parents and to give guidance. How dare you suggest that parents do the right thing, Jess, and warn their kids about drugs? How dare you? That's ridiculous.
Can I say something? Go on, Joanna.
Do you know, Jeremy? Yeah. Wait, and I tell you something. Maybe they should introduce it into schools and learn them all about this.
Well, no, it's the parents' job. The schools don't have to do everything. It's a parent's job to parent.
No, but you could have a thing where years ago I went to an ankle course and they had told us all about these things. I didn't know anything about it, but that sticks in your brain and it does help you, like, you know. So they should bring awareness of all these things into school and the effects of long term and everything. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, and I agree, education is important, but doesn't that education come from parents? And if you're not educated...
No, how could parents know when they don't even do these things? They don't even know how. Most of parents don't even know about it. A lot of parents do now. I'm not saying they don't. But there is a lot who don't know. And like that girl, you know, she helps her kids and she never touched anything or anything like that, you know.
Okay, so you don't believe that you can point the finger of blame at parents if one or two of their children turn out to be drug addicts?
No, you can't. It's happened in homes, very good homes, and I can guarantee you that I know one. And I won't say, okay, but
in a household like that girl Jess was talking about, where three of the kids have ended up addicted to heroin, you would have to be ask the question, what was going on in that household?
But listen, maybe something happened in that. Maybe something happened that kids have this vulnerability and they go out and one starts doing this and then the others, and they hide it from the parents. And then the parents find out. Now, some people will, I don't know, maybe try to help their kids, but, you know, that's what happens.
All right, Joanna, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number, like Jonathan just did.
Lads, straight off the bat, Jeremy, there you go. Right, people in Dublin 4 and Malahide, Jeremy, and upper class places, they have children on drugs too, and they are bad parents. The difference is they can afford to pay for their children's habits. They can afford the treatment. They can afford the fines in court. They can keep stuff quiet because they have the money to do so. You need to start balancing these arguments a bit better, Jeremy, okay? It's not just working class people who have all these problems. You know, it's the higher-ups as well have the same problems, but they deal with them differently because it's a two-tier system. They can afford their system. We can't afford ours. We're thrown in with the dregs. Like I said, people go on drugs for all sorts of reasons. All sorts of reasons. And you can't just go and blanket and blame your parents for all of them.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Mike, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mike?
How's things, lads?
Good, thanks, Mike. Well, are parents responsible if a child or children turn out to be drug addicts?
Yeah, in my opinion, they definitely have a huge hand in it. My partner has gone through an addiction before, and a lot of her brothers and sisters have. And it all stems from the parents, in my opinion, not teaching limits to do with drink, alcohol, drugs, or anything like that. Not setting a safe house environment or anything.
So are you saying then that your partner's parents are responsible, are to blame for their drug addict children?
No. A big hand in it.
In what way?
No
parent sends their child out to take drugs. No parent does.
Yeah, but they don't stop it either. They don't stop it.
But you don't know.
It's education. We all know that to do with drugs and alcohol. Education. Once people have started being educated on it, the numbers fall, the addictions fall, alcohol abuse falls, drug abuse falls. Education is key to it all.
One of the things that Joanna said a while ago is that education needs to happen within the education system.
Well, sure, they can teach it to kids whatever time, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2:30. But if the kids go home after 2:30 and the man there sitting there cracking open a can straight away, smoking a joint, doing whatever drugs they want to do, everything that they've been taught in school then just becomes obsolete.
Are your partner's parents bad parents?
I don't think there's such thing as a bad parent. I think every parent tries to do their best in any situation they're given. I do think some parents can be selfish. I do think some parents don't see what the main thing in their life should be, and they don't do what they should be doing. I don't think there's such thing as a bad parent. But I think it was a tough upbringing for my partner and myself and our brothers and sisters.
And that is down, you believe, to, okay, maybe not bad parenting, poor parenting.
I still think that every parent, no parent wakes up in the morning and goes, listen, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to destroy something to do with my kids'
and
life.
That, and that's exactly like what that. I just said a moment ago. No parent sends their child out to become a drug addict. Okay, no parent does.
No, they definitely don't.
No, they don't. But what they do is what they do is they let their kids be reared on the streets because they are too lazy to do it themselves, and they just let their kids out from a young age. Drive around, Adrian. You seem to have your head in the sand a lot of time. Drive out to, off the top of my head, drive out to Cherry Orchard tonight, okay? At 9 o'clock when it's pitch dark. And anybody who's under the age of 16 should be at home getting ready for school the next day or doing their homework. And you drive out and see the amount of young fellas, pre-teens and teenagers hanging around outside chippers, vaping, smoking cannabis and all that. Did they, are those parents doing good?
I do think they would be doing good because everyone's going on about now, oh, all the kids are sitting inside all day. They sit in 24/7. So in that respect, you're saying that they're hanging around out in the streets and doing... Like, we want our kids to be able to go out like we did as kids, like you did as kids. But it's the fact that there's nothing for them to do. What do you want them to do other than stand around vaping?
Mike, so you were making sense up until a few minutes ago. You were making a lot of sense, and now you're going down the there's nothing for them to do. Would you stop? Honestly, there's nothing for them to do. There's nothing for any kid to do, regardless of where you're brought up in a private estate. Or, in fact, I would argue that the more downtrodden estates in Dublin have a lot more facilities. They have parks, they have playgrounds, they have youth clubs and stuff like that. They're well looked after. So this whole excuse of there's nothing to do argument, I'm sorry, that does not wash with me. That's an old argument.
Well, no. Listen, it's all to do compared to what we used to do as kids.
Sorry, there's a lot more to do now than there's...
From a time scale there is, up to a certain hour there
is. When I grew up, there was like 5 TV channels, there was no Xbox, there was no games consoles, no Netflix, nothing like that. Kids have everything now.
That's all to do inside, Jeremy, that's not to do outside.
It doesn't matter, your kids shouldn't
They have to be outside
No,
in fairness now, Mike, you can join a GA club, you can join a sports club, a soccer club, whatever, and a lot of them will have training during the evenings during the week. There is lots of stuff to do if you bother your arse to actually look for it.
Yeah, well, a lot of these kids probably would be doing that. Like, again, the people that you're saying that are causing trouble, in my opinion, is a small, small demographic of every area.
Okay, so let's go back to the point of the conversation about parents and whether or not parents are responsible, are to blame, basically, if their child turns out to be a drug addict. You were saying that your partner had issues with drugs. How much of the blame do you put on your partner's parents?
I would put a good solid 80% on it.
Well, now, Joanna, are you still there? He believes that the parents are largely responsible if a child turns out or turns to drugs.
Well, no, I don't believe that. And another thing, if you see at 8 o'clock in the evening, now I could be out walking, and I'm telling you, the streets are bare. There's no kids on the streets, no teenagers. And I can really guarantee you that I'll never see anybody around these days. And you know what? You should have discos on the weekend for them, roller skating. You used to have that years ago, and things they can do in the evening.
So you think you think the little scrotes in Ballyfermot are going to go roller skating?
I'm from Ballyfermot, and Ballyfermot, there's never anyone out. And
what,
there's a lot
serious?
Of kids going up there.
No,
I'm telling you now, I looked up there. I come from Ballyfermot. I'm from there since I was born.
Okay, so those kids last year, remember the joyriding last year that was going on every night and they're robbing cars and crashing into police cars?
No, that was a good few years ago.
That was 1 year ago. So you saying had those kids, and I can't believe I'm saying this, are you saying had these kids been offered...
Most of the teenagers have moved on. They're trying to get little jobs and all. I've seen it. Ballyfermot is a good place. No. People put it down and run it down terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place if you're a guard being rammed into by joyriders. But are you trying to...
No.
Well, yes.
No, it doesn't happen nowadays. Yes. That was years ago.
It was last year for...
It was the year before, but it was only 2 years ago.
But are you trying to say, Joanna, that if there was a roller skating park in Ballyfermot, those kids wouldn't have...
There used to be the gala when I was younger, and there was roller skating, everything going on, bingo and everything. And there used to be places you can go to in the evening, discos and all. There is nothing for the teenagers nowadays. No, there isn't.
There's nothing for teenagers in Ballyfermot to do,
If you go to Ballyfermot at 8 o'clock, the place is a dead town, I'm telling you now.
Okay, well,
there was supervision at these things, at least. At least that was a thing. There was supervision at... as you're saying there, roller discos or anywhere where kids
so
can
lads,
hang
these
out.
Little Canada, these little Canada goose scroats don't be want to go to roller discos. They want to be breaking the law. That's what they want to be
they
doing.
They want to be in somewhere warm. Even if
yeah, that's what a house is called, lads. That's what the reason.
Yeah, I'm talking about the majority. There's a lot of teens. There's a lot of teens have nowhere to go, and they're good kids from say about 8 to 10
I'm
or
losing
11.
Sorry, Joanna.
Roller skate, bowling, and all. Everything is taken away.
I'm losing the will to live here, Joanna. It is not the job of the government to keep little scroats occupied. That is not the job of the government to raise your. I don't mean your children. I mean everybody's.
The government should be places open.
No, it's not the. It's because it's not the job of the government. It's baby daddy and baby mammy. They're the people who should be raising
what do you
the
want
kids.
Them to do? Sitting in the house twiddling their fingers.
I actually want them to be parents. The job that they're supposed
computers.
To do.
You want them off computers, off games. They're all stuck in the games, and they've no life meeting
it
other
is not,
teenagers.
Again, am I the only one that is just my head is actually
what's wrong with you?
I'm getting so frustrated. It is not the job of the government to occupy your little shits. And by little shits, I mean the kids who are out causing mayhem. The little kids who've been at all the Coolock Says No protest, screaming racist abuse. The kids who were joyriding cars in Ballyferma 2 years ago. The kids that are out smoking, doing drugs every night of the week. That is not the job of the government to come along to little Deco and say, Deco, I'm going to build you a roller skating park. This is...
Who said it was the government? There was people who had these places open. They're all dead now.
You did. And, you said... You
there's nobody else to open places for them. You know? Know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Who's blaming
okay,
the government?
So when young people turn to drugs, which they do, you don't believe it's down to the parents. You believe it's because God loves them. They've nothing else to be doing.
Most parents are good parents. There might be a few who probably are taking drugs. I don't know. But
no, I would argue.
Most of the parents, it's not their fault. There's men out walking, women in the home minding their kids, and their kids end up, and it's an awful thing for the whole family to go through.
Well, okay, Joanna, I grew up in a family where both my parents worked full time as well. I grew up in a working class estate as well. So why wasn't I out robbing cars? Because I was brought up to respect property, to respect people, and to have.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about robbing cars. We're talking about drug use.
Well, robbing cars, any antisocial behaviour. Any antisocial behaviour.
You know.
If you don't have parents to guide you in the right direction, you're going to go down the wrong path.
Okay, that's that is the belief. Sorry, that is the belief, Joanna, of a lot of people that the reason some kids turn to drugs is because their parents failed them, their parents didn't keep an eye on them, the parents didn't know what they were up to, and that is all their fault if their young people turn to drugs. Now, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second. Let me play this WhatsApp voice note.
Is this fucking woman for real? There's nothing for them to do between 8 and 11 p.m. They should be in fucking bed. They're kids. Fucking gobshite.
Do you want to respond to that, Joanna?
No, teenagers I'm talking about. What the fuck is wrong with him? He's a gobshite. Fucking dope.
Thank you. And Sean.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? No, you can't be blaming your parents. No, I will agree that if your child is under the age of 18 and is into drugs, drink, sleeping around, teenage pregnancies, whatever. Yeah, definitely blame the parents. But when the child becomes an adult, they need to be held responsible and accountable for their own actions, which is fucking going out the window these days. As I said earlier in the comment, there's only so much you can do as a parent. Especially as your kids grow older, become adults, there's only so much you can do and say to them. Because they're going to make their own choice. It doesn't matter what you say. I think it's pretty stupid to turn around and say that, oh, my kids will never do this or my kids will do that. No one can say for 100% fact and certainty that the kids won't do this and the kids won't that. Because nobody knows what the future holds. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or 20 years down the road. You just don't fucking know. Parents need to stop being blamed for absolutely everything. You can raise your kids to be the best people in fucking society. They can still turn to drugs or alcohol or gambling or whatever the fuck. I'm pretty sure Hitler's parents probably would have raised him all right, and look what he fucking turned out to be like. Go on, have a good one.
Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
This is the same old argument. There's nothing for the kids to do in these areas. But if you go to the back arse of Dingle or Connemara, there's nothing to do in those places either. But yet these places don't have any crime rates. Why is that?
That's a very good question. It really is. Let me go to Jenny. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jenny?
Not too bad. Now, this is not a spin-off of yesterday, okay? I'm just getting to the comment of what Jeremy said, that if kids turn out to be alcohol, to be drug users and everything else, it's the parents to blame, okay?
Yep.
I just want to highlight one thing, okay? And then I'm off air. I remember going back about 3-4 years ago, there was an infamous female TV chef, okay? Not only did her son get done for drug possession, he also got done for drug dealing, and he was also a drug user. So it seems that she was a high class and she was a famous female chef, and she had her own cooking show on every network. Is she to blame not only for her son to be a drug user, is she also to blame for her son being a drug dealer?
Jeremy, let's deal with that. Somebody who's very high profile, terribly, terribly well to do.
Very posh.
Very posh.
Yeah.
And her son not only turned to drugs, but got a conviction and everything as a result. Yeah. Did she fail as a parent?
I've seen interviews with why aren't we naming her, by the way? It's fairly well documented.
Yeah, go on.
I can't even remember.
No, you don't have to name shame people.
I've seen interviews with Rachel Allen, and where she has taken the blame, and when she seems like she believes that she's a bit at fault as well. Of course, any parent is going to feel a certain amount of blame and responsibility if your kid doesn't turn out the way you wanted them to. Is that not fair to say, Jenny?
No, it's not so, because we are not... Now, granted, if your kids are under the age of 18, I come from a large family. I have 7 kids, okay? I have 2 daughters, 5 sons. I have always told my kids the danger of absolutely everything. Drugs, alcohol, stealing, and everything else and whatever, okay? But still, even though I've done everything in my power to try and protect my 7 kids, 2 of my kids out of the 7 ended up turning to drugs. I went beyond the call of duty to try and get my 2 kids help and support. I've even paid money out of my own pocket to get my kids help and support and everything else and whatever. Now, granted, my kids were over the age of 18, but I'm not to blame for the way my kids turned out. They made their own decisions. Okay, we cannot supervise our kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay.
Jeremy, I want to bring you back in on this.
It
is. You started this.
Thank you very much, Adrian. You did start this.
Fact of the matter is that parents do as good as they can, but children, young adults, make decisions for themselves without parental knowledge or consent.
Yeah, but you got to nip all that nonsense in the bud before they become 18 and 19, because at that stage, they're a lost cause. So you need to get them young. And I'm sorry, I have to say this again. Kids brought up, not necessarily all the case, but kids brought up in a good, stable family home environment where there's a good moral compass, where they see mammy and daddy out working every day, where they see a good family unit, they're less likely to end up going down the wrong path. That's all.
Then what happened to Rachel Allen's child, though? He grew up in that environment.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I said it's...
Okay, so you can't blame it on the parents,
okay, but
Jeremy.
In fairness, you've picked one case. That's the only case you can think of.
I can pick up loads of cases.
Give me another case. Give me another case by Rachel Allen.
I am not debating. I am only responding to your comment, to the comment that you are supporting. Parents are not to blame for the way their kids turn out. Parents
so what's the job?
What's their kids?
No, they don't. Some of them don't. Some of them actually don't.
Well, I do.
I'm not saying.
And I'm still doing what's best for my kids. You know that way. But like Jeremy, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. You don't know the way your kids are going to turn up when they're older.
I have a fair idea.
But no, you don't, Jeremy. Jeremy, this is your naivety. Your naivety in believing that
this is coming from Silver Spoon Kennedy. Your kids turned out. Your kids.
Everything is going to be great. You're absolutely convinced because you're such a great parent that all your kids are going to turn out perfectly well.
I can safely say that none of the three of my kids, okay, so I have one young fella and two girls. My young fella is not going to be out robbing cars in the estate, I can tell you that for. And neither of my girls are going to be sitting in the back of the car with their boyfriend, the joyrider called Jordan, driving cars and doing wheel spins and stuff like that. So, yeah, I can pretty much say that's not going to happen.
Okay, what about drugs? Because the conversation is about drugs.
I'm sure they'll dabble. It's not fair to even talk about my kids with the end of heroin addicts. It's a ridiculous.
No, no, I'm not saying that. But the fact of the matter is that the example of Rachel Allen is a good example.
Well, it's not really because you, in fairness, Jenny, you managed to pick one person that's from a well-to-do background. One person, whereas you could pick every third kid in a working class area. And they've probably been involved in juvenile crime.
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Neil.
Jeremy, Adrian, there is an awful lot. There is a lot to do at night time. There is sport, there's GAA, there's soccer, there's different seasons. And there is. I just believe that the child is just in its DNA to go the wrong way. Unfortunately, it's in its DNA. Whichever way he was, not the way he was brought up. He could have been brought up by fantastic parents, but I just believe it's in the child to go the wrong way. It's in the child to go the wrong way, unfortunately, because there is stuff to do at night time. Cheers, lads.
Thanks very much indeed, Neil. Yvonne, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. What did you want to say?
I myself am in recovery, and there has not been one day now, and I'm not in any way, shape or form saying my parents were great in any way. They weren't. But it's not the parents' fault. It is the child or the adult, who, whatever age they are, that chooses to do the drugs. It's not up to the parents. The parent can be as the best in the world and their child is still going to go and try it. And unfortunately, some get hooked. It is not. There's not been one day in my life that I've turned around and said, Jesus, my mother and father's fault. We grew up in a council estate. My parents actually moved us out of the council estate when we were younger, so we wouldn't get into any of that. And in the end, 3 out of 6 of us ended up being addicted to something.
And, I mean, when I hear that sort of a statistic, I think, something failed there in the parenting world if so many of you did go down that road.
I personally don't think that it's anything to do with the parents. You know, they didn't do
so
anything.
How is it then that so many of you did go down that road?
It's just, unfortunately, it's just the world we live in nowadays. We were stupid enough to try it.
Or is it addictive personality, maybe? That
that's another story. Now we won't get into that.
No, but that could be the case.
Just to go back to your parents, you said by no means were they great parents. That suggests that there was a failing there that led you and your siblings down that road.
Look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Many people have said it to me before that maybe the way that they done things might have led to this, but not once have I ever turned around and blamed them myself. It's down to us, yourself, you know. You're the one who went off.
Okay, but then the other argument is, what did your parents, if anything, do to stop you going down that road?
Well, to be honest, it was actually my partner that was on earlier on, Mike, and like he had said, they never once educated us. That's something that I think might have had a hand to deal with it. They never once kind of talked about, okay, well, there's a limit to your drink, or don't try this because this is bad. They kind of assumed that once they kind of got us up out of a bad area and brought us to, say, the posh side of Galway, as they would call it, that was their job done, that was perfect. But still, I don't personally blame my parents. I think every individual is to blame themselves.
Okay, and this comes back to the point that I was making earlier on, that ultimately, even if they're only teenagers, teenagers make their own decisions.
Okay. Exactly.
And teenagers can be very cute and very conniving,
but if you
and
look,
do it behind their parents' back without their parents having a blind notion.
But if you look, Yvonne, a lot of people who are fucked up as adults, fucked up in the head, it can be stemmed back to childhood trauma and bad parenting. A bad parent can ruin a child's life right through adulthood, and if you don't have a stable environment. And if you look at another thing, when a child does well in the Leaving Cert or ends up in college or ends up being an engineer, parents will always turn around and say, that child is a credit to me. That child is a credit to me. I did a good job there. Aaron is off to Trinity College next week to study engineering. He got a great Leaving Cert. I'm so proud of my son. He is a credit to me. So how come parents can take credit when things go well, but when things go shit, they go, Jesus, I mean, if he ends up going to Trinity, I'll take credit. But Yvonne is saying
that it wasn't her parents' fault. She made the choice.
Yes, obviously you make the choice, your body, your choice. But I'm saying if you can catch things at an earlier stage, it's all about lessening the chances, okay?
Listen, my mom and dad, they were strict. They were extremely strict. Like, I was 23 and I'd still have to ask for permission to go and visit my partner in Dublin. Like, they were beyond strict. Like, we weren't out on the streets at night. We'd be in at a certain time. Like, to be honest, when we moved to the new area, none of us went out.
Absolutely. Okay, so in fact, from what you're saying, they could have been too strict that you all
probably
kind of rebelled.
Yeah, there is a fine line there, to be honest. Now, that is something that I would say might have or could possibly have something to do with it. But to be honest, it is down to the person themselves. If you go to a teenager and you see that they're hooked on something and you're over them saying, no, that's bold, you can't be doing that, that's going to ruin your life, they're not going to listen. It's the individual themselves. They will do whatever they want to do. Unfortunately, before you know it, you're hooked. Like, it just happens in the blink of an eye. I didn't know I was going to. Like, if you asked me when I was younger, I'd say, geez, no, drinking drugs are terrible. And then come...
Okay,
what,
so for a parent, because this is where this conversation came from, for a parent like Jeremy, as he said yesterday on yesterday's podcast, to say, my kids will not end up drug addicts, I can guarantee you. That's what he said. That's what you said, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You're saying, no, you can't say that as a parent.
At the start of the show, the only thing that gives you a guarantee is a washing machine or a toaster. Yes, I can't be 1,000,000% certain, but I'll certainly do everything in my power. And if it does unfortunately happen, I will be able to turn around and put my hand in my heart and say, well, I did the best I could. But sadly, and I'm not talking about your parents here, Yvonne, not every parent can say that. And again, I go back to this. These parents who literally let their kids out from morning to night every night of the week to get involved in antisocial behaviour on a grand scale, they need to take a long, hard look at themselves. There's such a thing as shit parents. There's a lot of shit parents.
There is 1,000%. But you see, what we're not taking into consideration is the type of addiction. There are so many types out there. Like, I ended up on Nurofen Plus because of the codeine in Nurofen Plus. That's what I got, you know. Like, it wasn't heroin or... to be honest, I'm not really too sure of any other types. There wasn't like that with us. Like, it was real over-the-counter or alcohol, say with my brothers, or, you know, they weren't real hard drugs. Now, they're still fairly bad, don't get me wrong, and it was extremely difficult time for me, but, you know, you don't know. You could teach them until you're blue in the face and they could go in with a pain and get addicted to Nurofen. You know, it completely depends on the individual. It happens so quick.
Let me ask you finally, so it's not your parents' fault, it's totally your fault that you went down that road. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fantastic. I have two beautiful babies, and there last week I was 800 days sober, so I'm actually doing really well, to be honest.
That's fantastic. That's great news. It really is. Lovely to hear.
I'm delighted with myself.
That's brilliant. Great to talk to you, Yvonne, and thanks for your openness and your honesty.
Guess, by the way, Yvonne, we've spoken to you many, many times, and we feel like we know you, like we know a lot of our callers. I never, and I don't mean this in a bad way or anything, but I never in a million years would have known what you had gone through or that you were a recovering addict. That's mad.
Oh, lads, that's a topic in itself, over-the-counter medication. Yeah. You should really think about doing something, because it's like, I was on 3 boxes of 24 Nurofen Plus a day, and I would walk straight into the one pharmacy. It's only a small town that I live in, and the same lady would serve me 3 times in the one day, and I'd be back in then tomorrow doing the same thing, and she'd still serve me.
I have to say, Nurofen are great for toothaches and stuff like that.
But they're addictive. That's the problem.
It's the code.
All right, Yvonne. It is a conversation we may come back to, and we hope you'll get involved in it at that stage. Yes, thanks very much indeed for talking to us, Yvonne.
Have a lovely day.
One final message, guys. Understand the argument, but I was originally from Crumlin. I live in Australia. Australia with my kids that were born here. But areas like Crumlin back in the 1990s, there were dealers on every street corner. You didn't get that in upper middle class areas. My parents always warned me about the danger of drugs, so I stayed away from them, but so did my neighbours to their kids. But there is much more temptation when it's happening on your street corner.
I agree completely. That's all I was saying. If you grow up around, in the same way, if you grow up in a high crime area, yeah, it becomes normalised after a while and you see nothing wrong with going out and robbing cars and joyriding and crashing them into Gardaí and stuff like that. You didn't grow up around that. It wasn't the norm where you grew up, and it wasn't the norm where I grew up.
All right, that's it from this latest episode of Opinions Matter. We'd like to thank our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish-owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Claim your tax back today with irishrebates.ie. Fill out a simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie now. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. That way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. Thank you for listening again. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. We'll